From WOUB News, you're listening to The Outlet, where campus meets community. I'm Caleb McCluskey. Each week on The Outlet, we bring you stories from Southeast Ohio. This week on The Outlet, our 2024 senior class says goodbye to Ohio University and WOUB Public Media right here on The Outlet. The Outlet is created by a dedicated staff of OU students who volunteer their time every week to bring you stories from Southeast Ohio. With their time at OU coming to an end, we wanted to give them all the chance to say goodbye this week.
Hi, my name is Silver Barker, and I am from Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm excited to graduate. I cannot wait. I'm leaving here with no regrets, which feels great, and that is because of not only Ohio University as a whole, but also due to WOUB. It's really been amazing. WOUB is literally like my second family. I come to my mentors and my peers and coworkers for advice anytime I need help with just life situations, just life. I mean, because your career, especially in this industry, is always kind of really close to like your life and like deciding what you want to do. It's a big part of it. And, you know, I just think that, you know, I've had the most support and I've gained so, so much from joining WOUB. Like I said, I've made lifelong friends, and then I've also made lifelong mentors that I will always, always come back to ask things about. And they've helped me a lot, and they prepared me actually for my next steps, which is I'm going to WTOL 11 in Toledo starting May 20th. It's my first day of work, and I'll be there as a reporter, and I can thank WOUB and the internships that I've gained from WOUB for that. So yes, I'm super excited. I cannot wait. And then a lot of my friends are going places, and I'm so proud of them. And it's just, we're all going to do so great. And I can't wait to watch everyone's futures and see what all they accomplish. And yeah, from WOUB, I'm Silver Barker.
Hello, everyone. My name is Aiden Crowley, and I'm the sports director here at WOUB. I have been for the past 2 years, but that's finally coming to a close here in May, which is crazy to say. It has been a phenomenal 3.5 years at WOUB, obviously because of COVID. It was an interesting start, but I wouldn't change it for anything. These past couple years have been amazing. I've learned so many things. I've gotten to experience so much. Maria and I, who have head up the sports department these last 2 years, have had some incredible teams to cover. We've met some amazing people. I just want to shout out all the coaches and players who allowed us to tell their stories over these past couple of years. It has been phenomenal. I mean, we have been all across the country, and we hope that we provided just a little insight to these teams, and we had a whole lot of fun doing it. So I really appreciate you listening and tuning in. But I'm Aiden Crowley for WOUB.
Hey, what's going on? This is Ethan Sargent signing off here on The Outlet. It's been a pleasure here to work at WOUB and be at Ohio University for the last 4 years. Really been some of the best times of my life. I've made some of the best friends, some of the best memories I think I'll ever make. And every second has been awesome working with Gridiron Glory, Hardwood Heroes. All of those different shows has just been an amazing experience. I've met some of the best friends in my life that I'll ever meet, and I've truly gained just a lifelong sense of growth and accomplishment from everything that I've done here at this university and at WOUB. So I want to thank WOUB for everything that they've helped me to achieve, and wish everybody that's still hanging around here all the most success, and all the rest of the graduating seniors great success in their future endeavors as well.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dylan Richardson. I've learned many skills and life truths during my time at Ohio University. I fell in love with this campus from a young age as my family would bring me to sporting events in Athens. WOUB allowed me to grow as a professional and a human being. I am grateful for the people here who made me feel understood and heard. The valuable skills that I have learned, such as softwares and camera work and being comfortable with on-camera shots, is an experience that is priceless, and I am eternally grateful for all of the memories that I have made with WOUB. I'm Dylan Richardson from WOUB.
I'm Haley Sueno. I am an anchor and reporter for NewsWatch. And my time with WOUB has taught me the greatest lessons that I've learned as a journalist. And Those are to just be ambitious and passionate about everything you do. Being a journalist is such an exciting experience, and it has been such a gift to make the connections that I have here in Southeast Ohio through storytelling. WOUB was really a space for me to grow and to learn and connect. Anytime I was behind the news watch desk, I felt so happy to be right where I felt I was supposed to be, having so much fun with my co-anchors and amazing production crew every evening. A favorite memory of mine would be attending the Spring 2024 College Media Association Convention in New York City. WOUB, they really invest in those unique networking experiences, and that trip was a big highlight of my college career. So thank you for such wonderful experiences that I will never forget. I'll be taking every single lesson, every critique, and applying that throughout my journalism career. So thanks to our news team and our editor-in-chief, Atish, I am so excited for my future in this field. I'm Haley Sueno from WOUB.
Hello, this is Peyton Brooker, and I've been a reporter here for about 3 years, mostly just covering some sports. I had an amazing time when I've been here with WOUB in Ohio University for the last 3 years. It's been life-changing being only about an hour away from home, being from Marietta. I've made a lot of friends along the way, productions like Gridiron Glory, Hardwood Heroes, Newswatch, and Bobcat Showcase. And I just want to take the time to say goodbye to everybody. Made so many friends along the way. And it's just very generally just thank you to pretty much everybody on staff. Thank the editor-in-chief, Atish, and every one of the other seniors that are going through basically what is last year of our careers here at WOUB. This is Peyton from WOUB.
Hello, my name is Olivia Roman. I'm a senior at Ohio University, and I am in the Journalism News and Info track, and I've been part of WOUB for all my 4 years. Freshman year was a little disrupted by COVID, but sophomore year, I definitely got heavily involved. I started off as a news anchor in MMJ, and then eventually I did the summer internship program my sophomore summer going into junior year, and I soon found a love for producing, and I've been doing that since I've been a junior, and now I'm a senior, so I've been doing that for 2 years. And the summer internship was an incredible experience where a lot of my peers and classmates that I already knew got really close, helped each other try different things like weather and sports and news, got out of our comfort zones, find what we really loved, and got to tune in on those things together. And it's been great because now we have real experience from incredible people and professionals, and are able to show people, now that we're getting jobs as seniors and about to graduate, show them what kind of experience that we have. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm Olivia Roman from WOUB.
Hi, everyone. My name is Maria Manessi. My time at WOUB has meant so much to me, and I can't believe it's coming to an end. Over the past couple years, I've had a leadership role with Bobcat Showcase, covered numerous sporting events, and made friends that quickly became family. I'm so thankful to have got to go on so many trips covering Ohio football with Aiden Crowley, and for the late nights in the newsroom working with Gridiron Glory and Hardwood Heroes. The summer internship program at WOUB allowed me to meet some of my best friends, and I'll never forget the memories made that summer. I'm forever grateful for my time at WOUB and how much being a part of it has taught me over the years. I'm Marie Manessi from WOUB.
Hey everyone, my name is Bryce Tinson, and I'm graduating in a week and a half. And it's kind of hit me these past couple of weeks that this really is the end of my college experience, the end of my time here at WOUB, and something that I hold so near and dear to my heart. You know, coming from Michigan, there was not a single person I knew at this school. WOUB gave me a family, people that I would call friends for a lifetime, people I know that I will be able to count on, people I'm going to invite to my wedding. And I just don't know how many places that you can get an experience like that. The nights in the newsroom, the early mornings recording, you know, Hardwood, or, you know, the late nights recording Gridiron on Friday nights. Like, I would not trade those for anything. It really was one of the most magical experiences of my life. I mean, the 3.5 years I was with WOUB. Like, there is nothing like it. And I just want to thank WOUB, thank everybody involved in WOUB, and most importantly, thank the people of WUB, the friends and family that I made along the way, because you are what made it special. You welcomed me in and, you know, made my college experience something I wouldn't trade for anything. I'm Bryce Tinson signing off one last time from WUB.
Hello, my name is Claire Shiopita, and I'm the graduating special projects producer for NewsWatch. As I reflect on my time with WUB Public Media, I think of all the ways I've been encouraged to grow and create in my own ways. I've created an audio team from the ground up for sports shows, Hardwood Heroes, and Gridiron Glory. I've reported stories in my free time on local groups and individuals making a difference in Southeast Ohio. And I developed special projects and crafted my own position to push NewsWatch to a new level. I'm especially proud to say I got to work with Caleb on our post-interview segments on The Outlet and NewsWatch to invite post reporters to share their stories on air. Caleb has been instrumental to that partnership, and I'm so excited to see what it becomes after my time at WUB. I'm so grateful to Atish, David, Aaron, Sherry, Mark, and Teo for being resources who supported these projects every single day. And thank you to my fellow WUBers who encouraged me over the last 4 years to make me the journalist I am today. For The Outlet, I'm Claire Shiopita from WUB.
As The Outlet producer, I also wanted to give my thanks to these talented seniors. I appreciated all the work you have done for The Outlet and WUB. I wish you all the best for the future. That's all we have for you this week. Thanks for joining us. The Outlet is produced each week by me, Caleb McCleskey. We're edited by Teach Baidia, Aaron Payne, and David Forster. Adam Ridge is our technical assistant, and our theme music is performed by Ryan Gabos. Enjoy our show? Tell a friend to give us a listen. They can subscribe to The Outlet on SoundCloud or Spotify, as well as Apple Podcasts, or find us online at woub.org. They can also follow us on Twitter at @outlet_WOUB and Instagram at @newswatch_WOUB. We'll be back next week with more stories from Southeast Ohio.